Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ring Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Ring Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas Borny G. Wall from upstate New York. Today I want to talk a little bit about the Narrow Gate. This past Sunday, the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C, during Year C here from the Gospel of Luke on Sunday, we heard a series of parables, of words, commands, points of struggle in relationship to the call of Jesus Christ. He speaks to us in a way in which we are in preparation to the kingdom of God. And this call to the kingdom of God, which he has come for, is not just meant to a limited amount of people, but is universal, is meant to go out to the peoples of the north, the south, the east, and the west. This is reiterated in the reading we heard from Isaiah that Sunday, which is from the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah, right near the end, where we hear again about this universal call of the Lord going out and bringing to himself all the nations. But yet there's a challenge within this call, and he challenges us, just as he did the people of his own time, to strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, will not be strong enough. What is the narrow gate? I mentioned this before in other podcasts. For me, the way I understand right now where I'm at in my life, the narrow gate is the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. It is the pierced heart. That is the narrow gate. We enter into the life of the Trinity through the pierced heart of Jesus Christ. Thus, we are called to be conformed to his most sacred heart, his heart of love, his heart that is inflamed by the fire of God's love, the Holy Spirit, and being about the will of the Father. We are called to be like that also. As we were reminded in our letter to the Hebrews, we are called to make our way straight. There's a role in this life of discipleship. It's just not sort of a passive thing. Well, Jesus is going to do everything. We just got to say yes. We say yes, and then we also say yes with our bodies and conforming ourselves to a way of life that is appropriate, that is necessary in reflecting the grace that pours forth from the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. It's a both and, not either or. We don't go to one extreme where we try to earn our way to heaven and make God love us. There's nothing we can do to make God love us. We don't go to the other extreme and just say, well, to heck with the world. We just got to say yes and that's it. There is a median where we need to reach out our hand, which just the act of reaching out to Christ alone shows our trust and faith in him, which is itself a gift. You know, I reminded the people via my homily this great hymn I love called Precious Lord, particularly the rendition of the Blind Boys of Alabama. And it's like, Precious Lord, take our hands, lead me on, lead me on, for I am tired, I am weak. And that first part of the hymn always strikes me because there's this beautiful dance between the passive and the active. We reach out, but the Lord takes us and leads us along. But we have to admit that we're tired and that we're weak. That's what I think one of the important things about the preaching of the kingdom of God and this call to salvation is we begin to taste that salvation in the here and now by how much we trust in the act of faith that has been given to us by God's grace and conforming ourselves to that act of faith in his promise of the kingdom. My brothers and sisters, this is not an easy teaching, and it's something we are called to wrestle with, the salvation that has been won for us in, by, and through Jesus Christ, a salvation which we are called to be conformed to, but we are also journeying to, for he has gone before us to prepare room in the Father's kingdom. John chapter 14, if memory serves. But we will be disciplined along the way, as that reading from the 12th chapter of Hebrews reminds us. We are always seeking a necessity of conversion, a movement of heart, mind, soul, and body to be about the things of the Lord. It's not fun, and it may not always be enjoyable, but it's good. And one of the things that always reminds me when I hear about the discipline of the Lord, particularly as it comes through the letter of the Hebrews, that's the way God shows he loves us. He's not a neglectful parent. He's a parent that is utterly entwined and has an intimate relationship with us in our lives. So as we journey along, knowing that we are people who have been saved, who are being saved, and who have the hope that we will be saved, we are always seeking to conform ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. So when we approach Him at the hour that we are called home to the Father's kingdom, we can enter in through the narrow gate, which is the very heart of Jesus Christ, that pierced heart that has poured forth into the world water and blood, the Eucharist and baptism, the birth of the church. The church's patrimony is the salvation of souls, and we are about that through our preaching of the kingdom, by our words and by our deeds, both and. So as we journey ever more deeper into this great mystery that is our life in the church, the body of Christ, as we seek through the power of the Holy Spirit to have our heart conformed ever more to that of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, may we journey in joy, knowing that our Lord desires us to enter into His life in that profound way through His Sacred Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing on this podcast, please make sure to give it a little subscribe. And if you're listening on a platform with a like button, click that like button. If you want more of my content, head over to my website, The Frank Fryer. There on my website, The Frank Fryer, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts. You can find my YouTube videos and a variety of great things I try to put out there in relationship to my social media ministry. If you want to contact me, please make sure to go to my website also, thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.